GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Okay, ever since the hand-free cell phone law came into effect, some people who are doing voice-to-text have sent us some very interesting text messages. Okay, I remember the guy that sent us and meant to say sprinkler system, and it for some reason came to us as sphincter system, okay? And this one is right up there, okay? Every time this person sent this voice to text tech, are you looking at it, George? Have you seen it?
No, I was looking at the story.
Okay. Tell you what, I'm going to read the first full sentence just as it came into us because of voice to text as we talk about DigSafe. First off, let's clear one thing up. DigSafe.
I'm wondering if he's doing that deliberately, though.
I don't. Well, it came in twice. Twice? This is like four times through the whole thing.
It could be voice. I was wondering if he was making a point.
I don't either. It's GHRT listener Bob from Bangor who sent it to us. But he writes to us, first off, let's get one thing clear. DigSafe does not respond to anything. DigSafe is a service that receives your phone call and then in turn calls member utilities in the area that you are digging up. Okay, now I'm going to edit the rest of it. You can, as a private landowner, call DigSafe and have them reach out to those who may have utilities on your property. Generally, people do not have public utilities on their property. Public utilities are in the right of way. Therefore, generally, DigSafe has no one to call to mark stuff out on your property. There's the rest of it here. Bob, thanks for the text message.
however you meant it.
By the way, Bob, you do realize that Siri starts using words that she hears you use very often. So that might have to do something with that. But this is not a private, well, this is not a homeowner. This is a newly constructed building in Farmington, the Leap Incorporated building. And as we talk of now, the Public Utilities Commission, the report that comes out that say they are citing a company called Technopost of Maine. If you've been listening to newscasts, about a month ago, we found out that OSHA was investigating the contractor, the fuel company, but also Technopost of Maine.
Well, again, we don't get into this very often, obviously. There's not a lot of teeth in this law. You have 30 days to either pay the penalty or dispute the violation. What is the violation? It's $500 for each violation committed during the first incident.
And the PUC is suggesting only a $500.
I say only. Up to $5,000 for each committed during subsequent incidents. There's not a ton of, not a lot of teeth in that law.
See, I shouldn't have said only in that, but some might feel that way. The PUC report that the Portland Press Herald cites this morning, again, all of this officially coming out later today.
Well, suggests that's maximum. The civil penalty is up to $500.
Yeah, so they're suggesting a $500 fine for Michael Brochu and Technopost of Maine.
Yeah, well, that's from what I'm reading, that's the most he can get. Mm-hmm. Unless you commit it again, and then you can go up to $5,000.
Still some confusion with some who are writing in, and they have those DigSafe cards that show gas listed as the yellow line.
Yep.
Is gas propane? I don't think it is. Otherwise, is it Seth Berry's bill? I said that just the last.
I think it is. We have so many bills.
If propane's not already covered, then why would Seth Berry have a bill in the hopper in order to extend DigSafe to cover liquefied propane? Maybe liquefied is the key to that. I don't know. Caller, hi, GHRT. What are you thinking?
Rick, you just said it. It's a brand new site. There has to be site plans of where everything is. So why would the guy put a post someplace that was inlaid where the gas line is, you know? And was the gas line marked with a ribbon? How far down did he go and whatnot? So, you know, there's a little bit further to dig into this than this guy over here did it, and he didn't call DigSafe.
And pardon the pun. Let me ask you something. Who would be responsible for putting the flag in the ground or marking it? Because they would
that would be the gas company. They laid the line, the propane company.
1-800-966-1039. Thank you for that insight. checking some of the other text messages. Gas would be propane or natural gas, any other petroleum products for that matter. Propane is exempt from the Dig Safe law for some reason. Hashtag lobbyist.
Well, according to the PUC, the installation of the safety post does meet the definition of excavation. You've got to get into the weeds of the rules contained in the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So the tracking system did not, that Mr. Brochu, according to the PUC, not us, did not submit any locate requests in the last 12 months and not committed a violation of the Dig Safe law in the past 12 months. So that, we go back to the fine.
So there,
it was not subsequent. It was the first.
There's a lot of confusion then. This person writes to us, as they understand it, Dig Safe will not come to a private or commercial residence. They are for roadways. However, you can hire a private company to come to do the same thing. I'd be interested to hear more. I'd be interested to hear confirmation of that. Not doubting, trust, but verify. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What are you thinking?
So, from my understanding, Dig Safe does natural gas. They don't do propane. And I've seen them come out to private residences to mark, like, the different utilities. And if they don't come out personally, they'll have the companies that may have something on the site come out and actually mark their stuff.
Do you have any idea how much does it cost to have Dig Safe come out to your site?
I don't believe it costs anything.
1-800-966-1039. This person writes to us. It was my understanding when in the trade that everything put in the ground had to be mapped. Just send a copy of the blueprints to DigSafe so they know where the electric, fuel, gas, sewer lines, whatever, are.
The interesting thing that we're going to find out today is the state fire marshal is going to reveal the conclusion of its investigation into what happened at Farmington.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We hear you there on the PDQ door telephone line. Thanks for hanging. We're talking about this information that's now out ahead of the official release, as George said, from the PUC. What are you thinking?
Well, I work with propane on a daily basis. Dig Safe usually calls companies around the area, especially on commercial job sites like that, before like a company's techno post would be drilling, and say, hey, do you have gas lines in the area? Can you go mark them? If you have gas lines in the area, you go out, you mark them. They call the water company, they call the sewer company, and they call the electric company. And those companies are supposed to go out. Dig Safe, I've never seen actually on a job site. They usually call the companies in the area that may have utilities in the ground. I've gone out and marked lines for Dig Safe before. They called up. The company sent me over. I spray paint the lines on the ground. So I don't know if Dig Safe or Technopost didn't get that information, or the companies that Dig Safe called were like, yeah, no, they're good. All our stuff is this way or that way.
Is Dig Safe a free service?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never had anyone have to pay for any of it.
Okay. And whose job is it to send the information to Dig Safe so they know what's there? Is it the contractor? Is it the owner of the building?
I believe the owner of the building contacts DigSafe and says, hey, I've got some people doing some digging in my yard. Can you find out if there's any utilities in the ground? And then DigSafe calls companies that are in the area. For this particular situation, there would have been a tank in the backyard with a company name on it. And that company is the one that DigSafe should have called and said, hey, do you have propane lines in this area? And can they get marked?
By the way, hang on, caller, just a second. I've heard in news accounts the device or the unit around which Technopost of Maine, Michael Brochu's business, placed these posts, these bollards, as a heating unit. I don't know if it's officially a propane tank of some sort. It may have been the line from running from a tank to that unit, and that is what was fired up to heat the building.
So propane tanks need bollards or jersey barriers spread no further than 3 feet apart. Most likely he was probably putting posts in the ground near like a heat pump unit, a ground mounted heat pump unit, so that the plow truck wouldn't hit it or something, which would would have potentially put them in the line of running the gas line. And with Technopost, those just drill into the ground. You don't actually excavate anything. And propane lines aren't buried usually any deeper than 18 inches.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you can answer this one question that a listener has. I don't understand why on a brand new construction site building, this wasn't better marked.
Well, when we run a gas line, you run the gas line and then you put a tracer wire so that you can clip on an electrical honing device and you can go along with a tool and you can see exactly where the gas line is. And then usually you put a piece of tape. So you've got gas line at 18 inches, your wire at probably 10 inches, and your tape at like 4 or 5 inches, so that we're there, if you're digging with a shovel or a piece of equipment, you can instantly see that, okay, there's something here before you get to the wire. But with Technopost, you're just drilling into the ground. You're not excavating anything. You're never going to see that wire or that tape unless someone has spray painted where that gas line is on the ground.
Final question. And who is responsible for marking that spot on the ground?
Well, the utility companies provided that they were contacted by DigSafe to ask if there was anything. So Technopost should have called DigSafe and said, hey, I'm going to be drilling or working in this area. Can you have someone mark out the utilities? And somewhere one of the steps has gotten missed on that particular job site.
Tell us just your first name, listener, just your first name.
Josiah.
Josiah, thank you. Jake, if you're still listening, thank you. Josiah and Jake lending their expertise and all the callers joining us this morning in our discussion on GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.